Is that incredible? You know what? I want to play that again. Yes, No, I'm just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Art Paul Schlosser from his Best of Art Paul Schlosser disc, Have a Peanut Butter Sandwich. I think one of the most joyous and wonderful weird songs in ages that I've heard, and that's why I'm so thrilled to have him on the phone all the way from Wisconsin. Art Paul, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Art, was it great hearing your stuff on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Dave's Gone By on this wonderful, this terrific episode. Even I'm thrilled about it. It's more, first of all, do I call you Art or Art Paul?
Whatever you want to call me, just don't call me late for dinner.
Ho! Wait, I got to get the comedy bell for that. Here we go. Comedy bell. Thank you very much. So, I described you as a street singer and artist. Is that a fitting appellation? And tell me how that all started, and are you still, now that you have CDs out and some recognition, do you still play on the street?
Oh, yeah, I definitely, right here down, on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, they have, like, a little mall area.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down there, and I start screaming and... Some people, they love it. Other people wonder, what the heck is that guy doing? And, well, I don't actually scream, but, you know, it's kind of, I just think funny things. I have this one bit where I start waving my arms in the air and say I'm flying.
Yeah, and that, well, that would attract attention.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm a comedian, but more like a clown, maybe. I don't know, but I don't wear makeup.
We've written some serious songs, I think. I mean, there aren't many, I admit, on the two CDs that I have of yours, but have you written serious material?
Oh, yeah, I write some serious material. I write a really good one on the Vote For Me, It's a Joke. It's called Be My Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I have also wrote a song called I Hate War.
Aha. And
but even when I write a serious one, it sounds a little bit like I'm silly.
Well, can I ask, when did you... when did you start writing songs, and then when did you have the gumption to literally go out with your guitar, with your kazoo, on the street and say, okay, people, I'm going to play these for you, here I am?
Well, actually, it started, I've been playing guitar since high school, and actually I started writing lyrics. And then I had a band, but it didn't quite work. And I knew that I needed to be the songwriter, too, because otherwise they would choose what songs they would want.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do all my songs.
And,
so
yeah.
I learned how to play guitar. And then for many years I worked as a janitor. And then one day the place I was a janitor at closed. And I needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to MATC. I was going to go to college, and then in the summer, it closed, and I had to raise money, or I had to figure something out, and there, this guy had been playing on the street, this guy named Alan Hill, and
mm-hmm.
people would come around just to hear him do James Taylor, and I was thinking, if he could do that, why couldn't I just stand out there and play and sing? And that's what I did. I just started going down there and playing and singing. And at first, people freaked out. Why are you doing this?
Uh-huh.
You know, and
did you get hassled by anybody, by cops or anything like that?
The cops didn't mind it, but some people were really kind of offended when I didn't sound like James Taylor.
Right.
But after a while, I would write these funny songs, and then someone would stop to, they'd hear about the funny song, and then they'd stop to hear it, and then there'd be like 5 or 10 people standing around just to hear my cat or Purple Bananas. At first, those were the first ones, and after a while, other ones too, and it was really quite fun because, you never know what you might get in your case, or you never know what might happen to you while you're doing it.
Well, what are some of the really odd or weird experiences that have happened to you when outside playing for people?
Well, I had some weird experiences. One case, a girl gave me a little cow eraser.
Oh.
And I was so excited, I took it home. And the next day, the same little girl, she's like maybe, sometimes there's like teenagers down there, said, "Can I have my cow back?"
Oh. Did you give it to her the next day? Or
what?
Did you give it to her the next day? Or
I didn't see her again. Oh. I told her that day that I didn't bring it with me, and then I never saw her again.
Oh.
Then I had one time I had an experience where there was like some people crowding around, and I was going to play the song called "I Hate Doing Dishes."
Yeah.
And I broke a string. And then they were about to walk, but there was this guy with a guitar. And I said, "Do you have a string?" And he said, "Yeah. Are you Art Paul?"
Cool.
Because I've been looking for Art Paul. Because I heard you got some music that I would love to hear. So he gave me a string. I tuned the guitar. He bought 6 of my cassette tapes. And then I played "I Hate Doing Dishes," and the people that were going to walk applauded me.
Well, sure. Was that the great Luke Ski, that guy, or was that just some fellow who happened to love your music and just you never saw him again?
Guy from Minnesota that loved my music, and I never saw him again. But one day I did see the great Luke Ski, which was, surprised that he knew who I was. And he said he had heard my music on Dr. Demento and that he loved Peanut Butter Sandwich and that he wanted to buy all my CDs, and he bought all 7 CDs.
I can't blame him. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff that you do. Before we get back to one of the CDs, do you have a song maybe that you want to sing for? I know you want to do "Vote for Me," but maybe we'll save that one towards the end of the segment. Any other songs that you kind of want to do for us live on the
telephone? I'd like to try this one out live.
Go for it.
I don't want to give out the title. I'm going to try it on this phone. We had to switch phones, so if this one's not as loud, let me know.
Okie dokie. Art Hi. Paul Schlosser.
This one.
Oh boy, I can barely hear you. Can keep talking? Maybe Joe can. Well, hold on.
Shortest song I ever wrote.
Here we go.
Shortest song I ever wrote. Shortest song I ever wrote. This one's even shorter. This one's even shorter. Even shorter. One note. Actually, it was like 3 songs.
3 songs in one. I know, because I have the CD, and those 3 very short songs are on the CD. Shortest song I ever wrote. This one's even shorter, and the last song, one note. 3 songs in like a minute. That's pretty terrific.
Well, I think sometimes songs should be short.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think They Might Be Giants did an entire album of 1-minute songs, and there were about 60 of them on one disc, something like that.
Oh, I gotta beat that record.
What's
was
long
it a CD?
Yeah, I noticed they did a CD, or maybe, yeah, they did. My engineer's nodding, that's what they did. It was every song was 1 minute or 58 seconds.
Because you could
seconds.
Do 76 of them.
Well, yeah, now you can. That's absolutely, it's a very cool idea. Now, you are also not just a singer-songwriter, but an artist?
I do paintings.
Mm-hmm.
I do watercolor, acrylic, and drawings with pencils, but mostly oil paintings.
Really? Is there a place where people can look at those?
Yeah, said it was really long. I tell you, I want to really promote the email.
Okay.
If people want to see my artwork or know more about my music,
mm-hmm.
it's I'm a prince at Yahoo.com.
I'm a prince, no apostrophe there. I am a prince.
Yeah, it's actually I am a, those 3 letters,
mm-hmm.
and then prince 2001, I forgot.
Ooh, sorry. I'm a prince 2001. And you might have to update that name.
At Yahoo.com. I thought that would be easier to remember. The other one is artpaul@mailcity.com.
But these are just your email, and people can send you an email or a note, and then you'll point them to your websites.
Or they could go to Gem, or CD Baby, mm-hmm. and type up my name, Art Paul Schlosser, on the search engine, mm-hmm. and music will come up.
That's, and by the way, it's Art Paul, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-E-R, Schlosser, in case you're looking for his name. If you Google it, also, you get a couple of good, really good websites. On
oh, yeah, search engines are great.
Now you stinted, though, on me. I mean, you played three really, really short live songs there. You got to play another live song for me here. You got to play something at least a minute long here.
Can I do Vote for You?
Oh, of course we'll do that. Let's do Art Paul's election song. Now, what made you, that one popped into your head well before campaign time, what made you think of it?
Well, I actually wrote it back in 96.
Oh, okay.
I came out with the record. At the time, people were doing some records, and, you know, records had gone out for a while, but all of a sudden, records had come back, and so I put out a record and a cassette tape,
mm-hmm.
and then I thought, by now, I should come out with a CD. So I came out with a CD.
And that, what was the name of that one? That was...
The record and the cassette tape that came out in 96 were both called Vote for Me, It's a Joke.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was back from then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I'm sorry, but it took me a while to send one to Dr. Demento because you have to have an election year.
Right.
And I didn't know that it would be a great idea for Dr. Demento. I just thought I'd put out the record. And I had actually sold... quite a few records, like 300.
Oh, my gosh. All for, do you think they were all from Wisconsin, or was it mail order, or...?
Mostly people just came up to me, and they heard about punk rock in the White House,
right.
which they're punkers, and then they bought the record.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard. If we have time, I'll do that one, too, but I'll do Vote for Me, It's a Joke
yeah,
first.
This is the election year song. No matter whether Democrat or Republican or whether that idiot Nader runs again, whoever it is, this is the song for them. Art Paul Schlosser on Dave's Gone By giving us a live telephone version of Vote for Me, It's a Joke.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Vote for Me, It's a Joke. Hey, I have an idea. This says normal. If I put it on louder,
mm-hmm.
does that help you?
Yeah, louder is better, believe me.
And can you hear me louder?
I've got Joe rigging the gain on the control board to make it loud, too. So, go for it.
Okay. Vote for me, it's a joke. I would rather be the Pope. If I gotta, I'll drink Coke. I need a job, I'm really broke. Vote for me, it's a joke. Yeah, I'll take a bath, I use real soap. Comb my hair, kinda nice. Hey, so what if I got life? Elected president. Yeah, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna sit around and collect the money. Invite my friends over to play poker and tell jokes that are funny. Yeah, vote for me, it's a joke. I don't care if you smoke. I don't care if you choke. Just before you die, make sure you vote. Vote for me, it's a joke. Yeah, famous people I misquote tell you that it's all true. Vote for me, be a fool. What button did I push? What do you think?
What button did he push indeed? That was Art Paul Schlosser. Vote for me, it's a joke.
And I just want to say, if they want to, they can write my name in for president.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
Oh, you're old enough. Okay, you were born in this country. You were born in Wisconsin, right?
Yep. Actually, I was born in Chicago.
Oh, cool. When did you move to... Is it Madison, or where are you? Where do you live, actually?
I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and when I was 11, actually when I was 10, there was like a divorce, and my mom wanted to be near her brother, so she moved up to Madison.
Cool. Let me ask you, I heard, when I called you before to make sure everything was set up for tonight, I heard a baby. Do you...
I have a baby.
Mit Mazel. How long have you been married and all that?
You got the picture on your Best Of CD.
Oh, that's your baby. What's his name?
Simon Peter.
Cool.
And if they go to my CD Baby website, and they find my CDs, the Best Of CD is at CD Baby. If they go cdbaby.com/artpaul4, they'll get the Best Of, and there will be Simon and me as snowmen.
Oh, it's a really cute picture. It really is. Art Paul, I want to thank you so much. We're going to play you out with one more song off a CD that I think explains your appeal and also a bit of who you are. But I want you to just remind folks, again, how they can get in touch with you, how they can find out about your music and your stuff. Tell them again.
Can I say one other thing?
Please.
I hope that whoever, I don't know who's going to be the next president, but whatever happens, that people would remember to love. Whether they disagree or not, that they would remember to love. I mean, love seriously, not as a joke.
Okay. That's pretty neat. Actually, I did want to ask you about that. You are a Christian person, and yet your music isn't per se Christian. I mean, do you have that dichotomy of being a real folk performer and street performer, and yet also
I do some gospel songs, but I found that for me, I've got an anger problem. For me to promote the gospel with tracks and tell you my story and everything gets me all angry because people come up to me and they start to argue, and then I blow up. But I find that humor helps me stay polite, and I find that with humor, I can make someone laugh, and if they really want to know about Jesus, I can tell them that Jesus helps me joke. I don't joke about everything. I'm not...
Not like me. Yeah.
I'm not, you know, swearing. I'm not perfect. I didn't say I was perfect, neither. I know some people say Christians should be perfect, but I believe they're forgiven. I think everybody should be perfect, but nobody is.
Well, I would have to say that you've been pretty perfect on our show today. So, Art Paul Schlosser, thank you very, very much for your music. Thank you so much for being on Dave's Gone By, folks.
Have fun!
And fun. I'm glad you had fun. What are your email addresses again, real quick?
Art Paul. Oh no, I'll do the. I'm a Prince, 2001, @yahoo.com.
That's the one. That's I'm a Prince, 2001, @yahoo.com. Art Paul Schlosser. Thank you so much.
Have fun.